All right, it's Thursday. We have Max in the building, and for the first time ever on this show, he's the oldest man we've ever had on this show.
He's going now.
It's John Owen from our sales office. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Ecstatic, thank you.
I'm so pleased to be here.
Yeah. Now, we've got a couple of questions. As you came in, we thought, well, we've never got you on air. We should know a bit more about John Owen. But first of all, we just want to tell you that it is National Sandwich Week. And I know that you go for a sandwich around about 1:05. So
you don't have the same sandwich every day, do you, John?
Not quite.
Just pull yourself a little bit closer to that microphone, Uncle
better?
John. That's better. Yeah,
that's
okay. You're looking at home. Do you know what? He could pass for Mark King's dad, couldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
He looks a bit like
Mark
King.
We've said this before,
level
we?
42
but
fellow.
But never to his face.
Yeah. You ought to use that. When you go down to get your sandwich in a minute, you'll say, do you know who I am? Yeah.
Do you not know who I am?
Well, we'll give you free sandwiches.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. Now, so if you're going for a sandwich a little bit later on, what are you going to go for? But if you had the choice, what sandwich would you have?
That's a difficult one. Normally something to do with fish. Salmon or tuna or something like
yeah.
that.
Right, okay, yeah. Out of a tin or...?
I haven't really thought about it. No, it would be... the real thing would be nice.
Yeah. Salmon.
Yeah.
Salmon sandwiches.
Smoked salmon, cream cheese.
Smoked salmon, cream cheese. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
On brown. It has to be on brown on that one, you see.
Oh yeah, definitely
yeah,
brown.
On brown. Wouldn't in fact, what? A few slices of fresh spinach thrown
yeah.
in as well.
What would you have with the salmon? What would you have?
Oh, I just like cucumber with it.
Bit of cucumber?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Pizza on me.
Anything, I mean, just say, for instance, anything else, you know, that you would have on a daily basis?
Really. What
are you going to have?
Just an expert on these things.
Bog standard one a day?
Just a bog standard one.
Peanut butter and what?
Jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. What's that all about?
No? Okay. Plays havoc with your teeth, doesn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Especially
yeah.
when
it's
you get
still mine, though. It's
about
raising.
Yeah.
You're all right. You can take yours out and have a scrape, can't you?
Yeah.
So, sandwiches, that's what we're talking today. And also, what was the other subject?
Right, from the past, who would you have to dinner and what question would you ask them? And in the present...
I've got to be honest, just stop there for a minute. Because you mentioned past and he panicked. He's got a past. His face went...
Did it?
As soon as you mention past,
interrogation time.
Yeah, maybe we should get John in to talk about his past at some point.
Maybe not.
No, maybe not. We haven't got long enough.
Go
anyway,
on,
for the present time, we'd like to know who you'd like to have round for dinner, and not what you'd ask them, but what would you cook for them?
What you'd ask them afterwards.
As well as the past person.
So
okay.
who would you have? Someone that's not with us anymore. Who would you invite round or have a meal with?
Nelson Mandela, I think.
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
What question would you ask him?
How did he keep going when he was still in prison?
I bet he gets asked that a lot.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
A great question.
You know, and how did he manage to survive and keep himself intact?
That's two questions, John.
Yes. Yeah. He probably had one of Alex Tanner's books. It's not be negative.
No, he wrote the books.
It's not. Alex Tanner's actually stolen Nelson Mandela's tips.
So what would you cook him?
I think he's a steak man, personally.
All right,
really
steak.
Nice steak.
So when you have your steak, how are you having it done?
Medium rare.
Yeah, see, I'll be the same. I'll go for a medium rare. I used to be good dead common.
What, a well done?
Yeah, well done.
I was for years and years. Crucified.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah.
And
incinerated.
Do you know the only reason why I have it, like, you know, not cooked so much now?
Why?
It's because it's bigger, isn't it? Otherwise, you have that massive great steak. It goes in the pan and it comes out like a postage stamp, doesn't it?
Yeah, so anyway, a bit of steak.
That's what I would. So, what about someone now that is alive? Who would you have round?
The guy that did Live Aid,
Bob Geldof.
Yes.
Oh, Bob Geldof.
That would be an interesting
yes.
one.
He's smelly.
He's had a. I don't think he's that smelly.
I want to sit next to him. He whiffs.
He sort of had it everything, and then he's had such tragedy in his life that
that'd be a cheerful
how he's
dinner
kept
party.
Going and how he's managed to maintain his dignity, because I think he has. He's never traded on it, and I thought the statement he made about his daughter was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
And he took on, what's the name's child, didn't he? It wasn't
he did.
Even his.
He did.
Oh, I hate that expression, took on. I hate it.
Yeah, but you know what
I mean. I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
The guy, who was it? You've got to be applauded. What was the name of the guy? The
Michael
rock
Hutchins.
Star? Yeah.
Bob,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. And
applauded, for sure, but it's just that expression. No,
and then you try that Live Aid, you know, so I think his heart's in the right place.
Do you know, I think he's probably underrated as a person. Mm. Really, really underrated. Because I think to put on the Live Aid thing that he did, and he went into debt with his telephone bill and so on, I thought that was a really, really remarkable thing. And like you say, he's had some tough times. And I tell you what, you, I don't know whether you were here, but he came across with the Boomtown Rats a couple of summers ago for the festival.
I have to admit,
and he was brilliant.
I did really warm to him.
Mm. He was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, he was sort of very approachable, very fun-loving. Yeah, I did.
Did he smell?
No. I wasn't that close to him.
No, sorry, he didn't smell at all.
He didn't stink, no.
Yeah, no, I thought he was... that's an interesting one. But what would you cook, Bob?
Oh, no, he's Irish, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he likes
I think I'd have a nice sort of stew.
A nice stew?
Yeah, Irish stew.
Nice Irish stew. All right then. So that's the discussion that we're having today. Do you want to talk about your past, John? Because you've got a past and a half, haven't you?
Oh no, you haven't got long enough.
Haven't got long enough. One day we'll get you in and talk about your past.
He's squirming in that seat.
He is. Yeah. All them wives.
I try to remember the good bits.
That weren't his.
No. Borrowed.
So what about you, Max? Who would you have?
Okay,
who would
you past. In the past, I'd have John Candy.
John Candy?
Mm.
Okay.
Because it's all about laughter for me.
You'd have to make him a blimmin' big dinner.
I'd have to make a big dinner. But at least you know he wouldn't complain whatever you put in front of him, because he didn't mind what he ate, did he? Well, much of it.
God, he was... how old do you reckon John Candy
I think I'm going to go for, I think, possibly about... 42, 45.
Yeah, I think he was slightly older than that. Probably about 49.
All right, okay.
About 49.
I remember he died in Mexico when he was doing a film.
Yeah. Very funny man, John Candy.
I think he had
a
heart attack in his sleep.
What was your favourite John Candy film?
Two of my favourite films ever are Cool Runnings.
Right.
And
that's the Jamaican bobsleigh.
Yeah,
that was
hilarious.
That was great.
So, Cool Runnings and Uncle Buck were two of my favourite films that I've seen so many times.
Brilliant film.
So I was going to ask him, which of those two characters, or how much fun did he get out of? Did he get more fun on set doing the Cool Runnings or doing the Uncle Buck story?
Yeah.
But that's just classic films.
Do you know who he reminds me of?
Who?
When you go, don't take offence to this.
Not me.
No, don't take offence to this. When you get home, just type in John Candy, or you can come around there and have a look during the commercial break. When you get home, just type in John Candy, and the picture that comes up, he looks like your son.
What?
Right, that's obviously put on quite a lot of weight. Honestly.
Which son?
Your eldest boy.
Jack?
Yeah.
It doesn't look anything like him.
When you look at this picture, you'll look at it and say, you'll see it, and you'll say, yeah, that looks like... Well, if Jack was to put on 10 stone...
A bit more than 10.
That's what he'd look like.
Oh, right, okay. Okay. I will be around there in a second. Anyway, how old was he died?
He was 44, so you're one out. Just imagine playing chess or Monopoly with this woman. Every time she'd get, or the worst Trivial Pursuit,
you
get a question wrong.
Oh, damn it.
No, you never said that.
No,
you never said capital letter, full stop. You just imagine it, can't you? Do you play Trivial Pursuit?
I haven't played it in years, actually.
I think we should have a game.
We had some board games at Christmas.
Yeah, I think we should have a game of Trivial Pursuit one time.
Shall we?
I've
got
it.
Have you got it?
Yeah, we'll bring it in. We'll see if my theory is right. But have a look at the John Candy. He looks just like your son.
Yeah, you leave it there. I don't believe for a minute he looks anything like Jack.
Okay, so John Candy's coming around.
Okay, yeah.
What are you cooking him?
Oh, well, I'll just cook six chickens or something.
Right, okay.
Anyway, my
John
present...
John Candy, vegetarian. So that's...
What? he was never a vegetarian. And for my present, this was difficult for me because I had three.
Right.
One of them that you can't stand, so you can guess who that is, which I eliminated in the end. Because apparently he's a fussy eater and he only eats mainly burgers.
Who's
Keith Lemon.
Keith, oh, crikey.
Oh, again, it's the fun format for me.
He'd get kicked out. All right. John? Sorry, mate, you've got to go. All right. Sorry, Lemon.
You're right, Big Brother.
That's a stupid bandage you got around your wrist as well. I'll give you a reason to wear a bandage. Now get
no,
out.
No, we don't advocate violence in this programme. My other one was Peter Kay.
Oh yeah, Peter Kay. Have you been watching the series?
Yeah, I love it. So original.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You're the first person that I've actually spoken to that actually likes it. Have you seen this, John?
Yeah, I have. It's very good.
I think to have a whole series, six episodes, it's 3 hours
and
in total.
Everyone different
in the car.
And works. Right. Everyone's fantastic.
My wife came. She came poked her head round the door while I was watching it last night, and I kind of only caught about 5 minutes of it last night. But it was the bit. Did you see it last night?
No, I didn't.
It's the
last one, wasn't it?
Because I think there's a few more. Every one there's one where they're singing in it, and they go off and they make their own like musical video. It's kind of it's like a welcome change to being in the car all the time. And she was doing this song and she was underwater. And I don't want to spoil it, just in case you get to see it.
Oh, I hope so.
It was just absolutely brilliant the way they went from that to that and then back into the car.
I just couldn't stop laughing. The one where she had a late night and she came out the front door and got her hair was.
It was horrible. Yeah.
Obviously, she's still cement of alcohol and she's still under the influence. And dear!
Did you see the one where they got she misunderstood what dogging was?
Yes.
They stopped and started talking to this bloke that had a dog, and she very innocently said something along the lines of, "Hey, dogging, do you like dogging?"
No. I think whoever's written it, it's fantastic. I hope they do another one.
Peter Kay wrote it.
Oh, is this Peter Kay that did
it? He's the man behind it. He's got a wicked sense of humour. Great.
Anyway, I went for... We digressed. So my dinner partner would be Julian Clary.
Julian Clary?
Because he's funny, he's witty, I think he's interesting. I've read his autobiography.
Yeah.
So he's going to have a damn good laugh. And I'd cook him something Mediterranean because his sister lives in Mallorca, so he goes out there a lot. So I just think he'd have a good time.
I'm strangely drawn to this person over here.
Oh, you've seen, if he did that, that's it.
do you know what he was on that programme with... do you remember a few years ago, Jonathan Ross was on it? It was like a grown-up version of Telly Addicts. And he was like a team leader, team captain.
No, who hosted that then?
I think Rossi hosted it.
I can't remember it, I have to
say. And they had all these celebrities on it, and he was a team captain along with somebody else. Oh, I can't remember who the other team was. But he didn't like people touching him.
Oh. It is a bit of an invasion of your space, isn't it?
He would say, don't touch me.
Did he?
Yeah, he would really, you know, there were certain people that he would allow, and there were certain people... Because, you know, you sat next to somebody, you put your hand on theirs, and just a bit of fun, or what, you know. No, don't touch me. I don't want to be touched.
It's being too touchy-feely, isn't it? Some people don't like it.
Mm.
Too touchy-feely.
Well, there you go. So,
I'm quite touchy-feely.
Mm.
Are you?
I know.
I hug everybody. I'm walking down the high street in Newport and I hug people.
I know. And you've got into trouble so many times, haven't you? So many people have taken out those orders against
you.
Yes,
I've got loads of orders against
you. You're not allowed to be in the same street as. Okay, so Mrs. J says that she would like John Lennon guest with Russell Brand for a veggie meal, and that would be bliss. No question here. Russell Brand, my question would be, can I have another hug, please? Then I swoon. No,
Mrs. J says he always smells nice.
Yeah, I've heard that story. Mm. Yeah, I've heard that story. Why they both talked and what's talking about what's wrong with the world. That's basically what they're going to ask. John Lennon, I mean, there's so many questions you'd like to ask John Lennon, isn't there?
See, he doesn't do it for me.
So I thought he was a legend. No. I mean, you've probably got a question for John Lennon, haven't you, John? It's turning into a bit of a seance.
Yeah.
Shall we join hands?
Yeah. Do you think anyone will talk to us?
Is there anyone there?
Is there anyone there?
Knock twice if you are.
No, put our... Oh, my God! No!
That wasn't me.
The desk went up.
I could never understand why he was killed, because, I mean... If anybody, I mean, his whole ethos is give peace a chance.
Yeah.
So why he was killed, I have no idea. He never harmed anybody.
Do you know what I think we should do one time? Yeah. I think it would be a great idea to have a discovery. We've done it so many times, but I've heard, I think Mrs. J put this up, may have been yesterday. John changed his lifestyle before he was taken out by the establishment. So she reckons he was taken out by the establishment. So many people say that about Lady Di as well. Mm. So, you know, it is a conspiracy theory.
Mm.
So maybe we should have a...
What conspiracies?
A debate on the old conspiracy theories.
We've only got an hour, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to do it in, like, many parts, wouldn't we? But John Lennon, you're absolutely right. I mean, he give peace a chance. He had that bed in, the love in.
Yeah,
he stayed in a bed for X amount of days and nights.
That was on their honeymoon.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What a great honeymoon.
Yeah, but...
There wasn't dog in there.
John?
Bedding.
Well, that's what somebody told me. I don't know what it means, really. But.
Well, to be honest, when they were going through this about the dogging thing, I didn't really know, but I was as innocent as she was, but I kind of got the crack because I knew there was something sordid behind it. But it was just so funny. You've got to see it. It was just so funny the way that she wouldn't have it.
No.
He was saying that dogging, no, it's a bit more cynical than that. It's not very nice dogging. Don't be stupid. It's all about people taking dogs for a walk and so on. And, yeah, I'll approve it. He falls in and there's this bloke walking his dog. and the words were, I love a bit of dogging, love. And he pulled away at great speed. It was funny as you like. It was really, really hilarious.
That programme is a breath of fresh air, actually.
It is.
Different.
But you two are the only people I know that have actually enjoyed it.
Really?
My wife doesn't really... Yeah.
Yeah,
no, my wife doesn't like it. I just think it's really, really clever to be in a car for all that amount of time. Mm.
My youngest
loves
it.
Yeah. So. I loved it when the fishmonger got in the car.
the smell of the fish.
Because I can vouch it. Because my ex used to be a fishmonger.
Yeah.
And that when she used to come home, so did 100 cats. They'd follow her from miles away. She'd get out of the car.
You better stop this,
all these cats around.
I love it.
Oh, it's so funny. Because she used to be a fishmonger. Beforehand, she was a crab picker.
Hmm.
Do you remember? I must have told this story.
I know about the fishmonger.
Yeah,
business.
She used to be a fishmonger. And before that, she was a crab picker. Okay. So
what was that then? On the beach picking crabs?
They'd get the crabs in. They'd boil the crabs and then they'd pick the meat out of the crabs and put them in plastic containers.
Oh.
And then sell it. That's what she used to do for a living. So our answer phone service used to go something along the lines, can't come to the phone right now because I'm in the garden sunning myself and the other half is crab picking her crabs. Which was true. She was. Kevin Wilson says, Spike Milligan for tea.
Ah, yes, yeah, you see, that's a good one as well.
That would be good fun. He was a very funny, very clever man.
Mm. Spike Milligan. He was big pals with Prince Charlie, wasn't he?
What was the big saying, what was the quote from him?
I told you I was ill.
Yeah.
On his tombstone. I still laugh every time.
Spike Milligan for tea with Tony Benn.
Ah.
Mm.
That's your era, isn't it?
Well, I know of Tony Benn.
Got a question for Tony Benn? Why?
Yeah. Why?
Why, Tony?
Yeah, why?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, Tony Bim. And they'd eat fish and chips out of the paper.
Oh, yeah.
And beer, says Kevin.
I always thought he was a bit make-believe, actually.
Who? Tony Bim?
Tony Bim. I mean, he gave up the... what was he? A lord or something. Mm. He gave that up. I know his son's got it back again now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. But I always got the feeling that... It's like all converts, I think. They go over the top, don't they?
I used to love him in that TV programme. The one where they go in the shop and he'd have a different outfit every time. Mm. Do you remember? Mr. Ben.
Oh, Mr. Ben.
See, there's a time limit over there. Penny says, Vincent van Gogh. I'd ask him if I could paint with him and cheer him up. Now, I'm guessing that means that some of his paintings were a bit grim and a bit miserable.
Well, a bit earless, wasn't he?
Mm.
Bit what?
You'd have earless. To sit on the right side of him, wouldn't you?
It's the right side.
What'd you say?
Do you know what, love? Well, Matt, some of the headphones will work on him around here, because they only come out of one ear, but it just have to be the right one. And ask him if I could paint with him and cheer him up. And you, she's going to invite me round and do spaghetti bolognese.
I'll tell you a story about that, but
about me going around Penny's for spaghetti bolognese?
Van Gogh, what was his name? Vincent
Van Gogh, yeah.
Yeah, and my daughter took some kids up in to the, is it in Portrait Gallery, National Gallery, wherever it was.
Yeah.
And the school she was teaching at the time was, you know, it was basically an oasis in the middle of a pretty grim area. And when they went in there, there was, and before that, they'd had a school show where they were doing Oliver. And when they went for or their auditions, they were going, "Oh, hello, how are you?" I said, "No, just speak how you normally do, because I want people for that." Anyway, there was one, this one chap came out and he played the Artful Dodger. He was absolutely brilliant. Anyway, he came from quite a checkered background, shall we say. And they went up, looked at the Miss Van Gogh, came back, and it was the end of the term. And he disappeared, he went to the next school. And the next term started, and she was just tidying up the end of school, and there was a knock on the door. And this young chap was there, and he said, "Excuse me, miss," he said, "I just want to say thank you." She said, "What do you mean, thank you?" He said, "Well, you know my background, where I came from, and which way I was going to go." Mm. And he said, "And you took us up on that, that trip. She paid for it herself, did it herself, got a little bus herself." And she said, he said, you suddenly opened my eyes to something totally different. And I now will go in a completely different direction. I now want something out of life, and I'm going to go and do it." And it really been that picture that had done it. There's sunflowers, is it?
Sunflowers, yeah.
And he completely changed.
That's a nice story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just a story.
Long, but nice.
Yeah, sorry it was too long. Sorry it was too long.
Yeah, I had a little kip. Sorry, John.
All right, okay.
No,
so
you just can't get a start.
Right, okay, so Penny's inviting me around for spaghetti bolognese because it's
lovely.
Funny trying to eat politely. How do you eat yours?
You wouldn't have spaghetti bolognese on a first date, would you?
Yeah.
Just doing all that.
Well,
the lady in the tramp, is she doing that?
That's just warming up, isn't it? Warming up for the main event.
Now, I had the spoon just, and you twiddle it around.
Is that how you eat yours?
Mm.
How do you eat yours, John? Be honest.
Yeah, like that with a spoon.
Yeah, and
a fork.
Your fork, and you twiddle it around.
Twiddle it round.
Good.
Why? Because you do his knife and fork.
I have to chop all mine up. I do.
We have to wipe the wall off, don't you? When it all flicks on the wall.
Oh, crikey. Do you know what? I think I must have embarrassed my wife because I think her mum invited me round for a meal and they said they were having spaghetti bolognese. And I said, "That's all right, as long as I can have a knife and fork and a spoon." So,
how old are you?
So the strangest situation is we're sat at a table. I've got my wife's mum there, wife's stepmum there, stepfather and her father all there. We're sat around a table in this person's house, and we're thinking, hang on a minute, so you've got your stepmum and your mother here, you've got your stepfather and your father here, because they all get on.
Mm, I understand that.
We're all sitting there eating our spaghetti bolognese, and I'm thinking, I'm nervous as it is, but I've now got to reach out and get this knife and fork, chop this lot up, whilst they're eating in a posh way with the spinning in the spoons.
Can't you do
and stuff.
It then? Or you just can't be bothered?
I can't be bothered doing
more
that.
Like it.
It's got to be chopped up and dealt with a spoon, isn't it? It's as simple as that. But anyway, that's so I take Penny's point on that. Trying to, you know, eat it politely. Like spaghetti bolognese.
My 12-year-old even does the twiddling.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, he doesn't make a mess everywhere.
No, well, a little bit.
I get it all round my chops and
everything.
Yeah,
well, everyone does, don't they? Around your sauce.
Yeah. John's licking his lips now, though. We're all doing
that.
All I
got to look for is a couple of mouldy old sandwiches.
What else have we got here? Pyro says Adolf Hitler and Kylie.
Oh, there's God. A contrast.
There's a mixture. What would you ask Adolf Hitler? I mean, it's your era, again.
It's not my era.
He's so charming, isn't he?
Yeah,
what would you ask Adolf Hitler?
He didn't finish his course at the charm school.
No. Adolf Hitler.
In your own time, John.
Well, yeah, no, you carry on. I can't think of
he yet. Was a vegetarian, so you would have to cook vegetarian food for him. It doesn't seem right, him being a vegetarian, does it?
What? Old Adolf?
Adolf.
It doesn't.
Teetotal as well.
I just wish he could have been a better painter and then nothing would have happened.
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler.
That's a brilliant point. Because if he had been a better painter and somebody would have said, "Here, there's a great painter, we'll give you loads of money for that," he wouldn't have been a leader and all that wouldn't have happened.
Yes,
I wonder, they keep making films, these weird and wonderful films. Here's an idea for a film. What happens? What would have happened if Hitler didn't exist? Where would we be now? That would be the film. What would the world be like now if there hadn't have been a Hitler?
It all goes quiet.
Well,
we would have had a lot more people than we got now.
Exactly.
Okay, we go back to the sandwiches. Last week, we asked our readers, according to this poll here, as part of our build up to National Sandwich Week, and now we can reveal that the nation's favourite sandwich filling is bacon, lettuce,
BLT,
and tomato. Yeah, BLT. Would that appeal to you?
Yeah, it's okay. I wouldn't say it's my favourite.
No,
I mean, yeah, bacon sarnie in the morning, yum yum. But I mean, I love tuna and mayo and. A nice ham, nice fresh ham, ham and mustard, cheese and pickle. A bit traditional, really.
I messaged you yesterday and I gave you a couple of options for me, sandwich-wise.
Yeah.
One would have been I love a beef sandwich, and you can either have it with the old, what's that, horseradish sauce?
No, horseradish for me, not mustard.
You can have that, or you can have the old English mustard and a bit of mayonnaise. Mm. Okay, now that appeals to me. Nothing else, that would just do. Ham, cheese and pickle, but it's got to be pan yan. Do you remember the old pan yam pickle?
What's that?
You remember pan yam pickle, don't you, John?
For my time.
Yeah, it's your time, that is. Touché.
Yeah, pan yam pickle.
No.
You don't remember?
That sounds Chinese.
No, that was pan yam.
Pan yam. That's not pan yam pickle.
What was the other one? I love a nice chunky ham as well. Gammon ham, yeah, with
a
bit of mustard.
None of that watery, floppy stuff.
With a bit of mustard, and again, a bit of mayonnaise.
Mm.
But the one thing...
You're not saying any green stuff going in any of these sandwiches.
Oh, no green stuff. I'm not like that. But although my other one that I've tried more, you know, quite a few times, is peanut butter and banana. Peanut butter and banana. Try it before you go moaning.
I don't eat
granny.
Bananas. I haven't eaten a banana in 17 years.
Right, okay.
No, I don't really like peanut butter.
That explains it, then.
What?
Well, banana's supposed to be the best thing to eat.
No.
Really?
It's got everything in it.
It's got everything in it.
I was
survive
force
on bananas.
Fed too many when I was in labour, and I just don't ever show me another banana again, even the smell of them.
Tory.
Okay, so the BLT came out as top. Next was the chicken and bacon.
Chicken and mayo, chicken and stuffing, and all that.
Chicken and bacon, 11%, followed by tuna mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's like dog food, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not.
It is. It smells like
I love tuna and mayonnaise. A bit of chappy. Can't beat it.
Oh, see? Chicken salad, 5%. The top sandwich combo was BLT on a baguette, which had 5.7% of the votes. And there's got a list of stuff here. There's beef and onion. See, beef and
beef
onion.
Beef and onion.
Beef and onion. That's like crisp, isn't it? I don't
cheese and onion,
either.
You say. Love a cheese and onion sandwich, but always regret eating it afterwards.
But people are saying, yeah, chicken and stuffing. Turkey and stuffing, ham salad.
Turkey stuffing, cranberry and mayonnaise in it.
A bacon. I'm starting to get hungry now, John.
When you have
your bacon sandwich, how do you have it?
Crispy.
Yeah, got to be crispy.
White bread.
The fatty bit's got to be crispy. No rind. Cut the rind off.
Oh, no. Oh, well, yeah. Well, it all depends.
Right, rindless. Get yourself some rindless bacon,
yeah,
but the fatty bit's got to be crispy.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Do you like smoked or unsmoked
bacon?
Oh,
smoked.
What?
You dragged it, weren't you?
Bacon's bacon. No, do you know what? It's really strange.
He was brung up.
Brung up, he was, right? Brung up he was.
It's really strange that you say that, because we went to the butcher's about 5-6 months ago, and they never had the normal, what we would normally have. Which is the most popular, smoked or back?
A cut of bacon, I would think back's probably the most popular.
Back bacon.
But I like streaky as well.
Yeah, don't mind streaky, as long as you can crisp up that fatty bit.
Yeah, you've got to crisp up that fatty bit.
Otherwise, it's just not worth having. But, I tried the other bacon, and it wasn't the same. I think that might have been smoked. It might have been a smoked one. But
it smoked?
Yeah, it did. Prawn mayonnaise. No one's mentioned prawn mayonnaise.
Oh, God, love prawn mayonnaise.
Yeah. But would you have...
Brown.
My wife made me a prawn roll the other day. It's got to be brown. You're absolutely
definitely
right. Brown meat.
Not on white.
Brown bread.
Brown bread.
And what do you have with it? Do you have mayonnaise? Do you have? Because she did a spicy mayonnaise.
What, with prawns?
Yeah, it's
no,
nice.
I just go for the Murray Rose sauce, I think. Just to
when you have prawns.
Or the mayonnaise.
She looked at me the other day as if I was an idiot.
And well.
Some people might be right, you know, when you think, you know.
We'll reserve judgment on that.
See, when you have prawns, how do you have them when you have them with avocado? Do you ever have prawns and avocado?
Well, when I can afford it.
Yeah. Well, we got some cheap avocados. Because I said to her, I sarcastically said to her that if you read the stories are that if you have avocados once, twice a week, it stops you from having an heart attack.
So anyway, about 4 months later, she decided to buy me some. So we had some last week, and she got some prawns out. We said, "Oh, we'll make a nice little prawn and avocado
Lovely.
Salad." So she wanted spicy mayonnaise, and I just wanted a little bit of vinegar.
I would have an oil-based dressing, yeah.
A what based?
A vinaigrette, something like that.
Yeah. Mm. But she said, "You don't have vinegar with avocados." I said, "No, you don't have it so it overpowers it. You just have a little sprinkling of it, and it'll bring out the flavour."
You mean malt vinegar?
Just well, fish and chip shop vinegar, isn't it?
I wouldn't put malt vinegar on avocado and prawns.
Wouldn't you? No. What sort of vinegar? There's only one. This vinegar's vinegar, isn't it?
No. No way, Jose.
Well, what vinegar would you put? Sarsens. Hey? What vinegar would you put on there, then?
I just won't put vinegar. Huh? I'd like some, you know, extra virgin olive oil and some lemon juice and perhaps a few herbs and stuff. And pour that over it. That's my vinaigrette.
You're beginning to sound like my wife. She laughed.
I can't believe
it. I thought it was
that.
Lovely. I thought it was really nice. I was tucking in thinking, yeah, you don't know what you're missing, love. What do you know about
it? And what did she have, her spicy mayonnaise?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I was tucking into me nice sarsens and avocados. Chinese chicken sandwich.
Oh, I like Chinese chicken.
Chinese chicken, barbecue chicken. Now, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a bacon sandwich by itself, or would you have a bacon sandwich with a fried egg?
Oh, I've done that as well.
Yeah.
But I think let's just keep it simple. Keep it to the bacon, sorry.
Okay, but if you add an egg in it...
Yeah, then I squish the yellow so it goes round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and then white pepper.
Yeah, white pepper.
Yeah, salt. Yeah. See, a bit of sea salt.
Not black pepper.
No, I love white pepper.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, well, I think you're wrong there. It's got to be black pepper. Then you can see it. Otherwise, you blend in with the yellow. You don't even know how much you're putting on, do you?
You can't see white pepper.
No, you can't. If you're putting on yellow, it will blend in, won't it?
It's not yellow.
Black pepper. Black pepper.
It's like a grey colour, actually, sort of.
Anyway. So, if you want to call us, by the way, you can, 240666.
You can get a word in there.
So, but the bacon and egg thing, when you go and stop outside of places like Argos and they got that burger wagon and they go, "How do you want your egg?" And you think, "Well, how do you think I want it? I want it cooked."
Well, perhaps they mean, do you want it like sunny side up or crispy on the bottom or
I want it cooked. So when you bite into the yellow, what's it? It runs down your mouth.
It's all over your shirt.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've never had a burger from that place.
Haven't you?
But no, it doesn't quite appeal. The one at B&Q always smells nice.
Yeah, the one at B&Q. They do some good burgers there.
I have to say, always a nice queue of people waiting to purchase.
Whenever my wife wants to get in my good books, she always gets me a burger from there, a bacon, cheese, and an egg. And a couple of mushrooms chucked in as well.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Now that's a sandwich, isn't it?
Yeah, and a half.
Yeah. What is that? Corned beef.
Corned beef. God, I haven't had corned beef in ages.
That's like crushed monkey.
Corned beef is tasty, but I don't know what actually it's made of. It's probably made of a load of rubbish.
Yeah, I bet.
I've never even found out what corned beef's made of.
But what would you have with it? Bit of pickle?
Pickle.
No, lettuce.
Bit of lettuce? Just lettuce?
Yeah.
No flavourings? No salt, pepper?
I don't think he needs enough flavour.
No sauces?
Strong enough
white
as it is.
Pepper? what else? Coronation chicken.
I'm not that keen on that.
I like coronation chicken, but I don't...
It's got sultanas in it.
I would say to those people, look, if you're going to put raisins in it...
Or raisins.
Look, just go away. Don't be so stupid. Why put... Would you have raisins in your coronation chicken?
Well, that's the recipe, isn't it?
Well, it comes with it, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, but you don't want them in there, do you?
That's the recipe.
What idiot put that in there? I know what we do. We'll stick some raisins in.
I'm not fond of coronation chicken.
Nah, I've gone right off it now. I'll have it without the raisins. Ham, plain, Mexican tuna. What's the difference?
What's that?
I don't know.
They probably put a lot of chilli in it.
Yeah, a hot one. A hot tuna. Right. Oof. Pastrami?
Yeah, a bit overrated.
What is pastrami then?
It's like a beef cut.
Is it, John? Is she right?
Well, I thought it was...
I thought it was a ham, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like
it. Yeah.
I thought it was more beef.
All right, well, we'll find out then. Hey?
Like,
we'll see. Okay, pastrami. Do you know how to spell it?
P-A-S-T.
Yeah.
R-A-M-I.
No.
No.
Go for Google.
You stop being sarcastic, you, in the corner.
He's very good at that, isn't he, eh? He's like, do you know what this... He reminds me of old Grandad on Only Fools and Horses.
Pitch it in. There's a bit for chipping in as well there. But we found it.
Here we go. Pastrami. What is pastrami? Okay, what did you... Well, it don't look very beefy. Pastrami is a meat product usually made from... beef.
Hey!
And sometimes from pork, mutton or turkey.
But primarily, did you say beef?
No, I didn't say primarily. I said usually. Yes, it's... What's that stuff that my mum used to make sandwiches years ago?
Spam.
It was Hazlet.
Hazlet! That's a funny one as well.
What is Hazlet?
That's cheap as chips, that is.
That's why we had it. We lived up Pam.
With your vinegar.
They were tough times. Sarsons. Hazlet.
Now, that's got a load of rubbish in it as well.
Oh, God,
there's a lot of spices
like
in it. Spices. I suppose that's pork-orientated.
This pork Hazlet is a very traditional meatloaf, usually eaten cold in sandwiches with mustard or piccalilli.
Oh, I don't like that much.
I used to love piccalilli.
But who thinks of the name Hazlet?
Hazlet. We'll call this Hazlet. Sir Hazlet. North American...
What would you like in your sandwich? Oh, have you got any Hazlet?
Oh, it refers to the heart, lungs, liver and stomach.
Awful.
Traditionally removed in one piece at a hog killing and given to the poor.
Yeah, I told you.
That was us. What was the other thing?
I have eaten it.
I was getting hungry and now I'm not. What we'll do is we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back
with... And I can eat the sandwich.
Well, you can eat your other sandwich, yeah, for sure. Now, we're going to get Brandon in the mug because we want to know what his favourite sandwich is and we want to know, you know, who we would have round to dinner, past and present. What would he cook them? I mean, come on, this is Brandon we're talking about. What do you think he's going to cook them?
He'll do a curry.
What did you say?
Sorry.
Sorry, Max, what did you say?
He'll do a curry.
What? You got something in your mouth there, dear. Have you? We'll come back in a wee while. And if you do want to give us a call, you can 240666, or you can comment on our Facebook page. We've got some more messages to read out in the next little bit. Don't forget, Brandon's here at 1 o'clock with his show. 4 o'clock is the Waffle Free Zone. 5 o'clock, Darren Dandandino. 7 o'clock tonight, it's... who's here at 7 o'clock for now? Oh, it's Brian Curtis. Yeah. The Eclectic Mix.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's John Willison from Cowes.
The best thing about White Fibre is their speed of response. And you're actually talking to a human being who you know is local. It's not transferred over to India or Scotland. It's a local person.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240-240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Fastest speeds available in all cabled areas.
Isle of Wight Feet help people with foot problems and footwear. Make an appointment to see my dad for professional chiropody and podiatry services. He specialises in making orthotic insoles and made-to-measure footwear. Don't put us off and suffer. We're opposite the Conservative Club in Cross Street. Open from Tuesday to Saturday from 9 to 5. Telephone 864444 or search iwfeet.co.uk.
Are you ready, Boots?
Whiteside. Here's how it works. You need glasses? Visit an optician, then bring your prescription along to the friendly team in Cross Street Ride. Whiteside is a boutique shop selling budget to designer frames and sunglasses. Stockists of Dior, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Ban and many more. They are an independent retailer, so you can shop locally for first-class service and great glasses. You'll be spoilt for choice. Either visit them in Cross Street Ride or check out www.whiteside.co.uk.
Why not come and spend a day in Kiart's fantastic pottery studio down at Jubilee Stores? On Thursday 28th May from 10 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. you can join tutor Claire Robinson and learn how to work with clay to make your own fun creation. Your work will be glazed, fired and ready to collect 2 weeks after the workshop. Places are free for children aged 11 and 12 years old. Book now to avoid disappointment by calling 01983 822 490. For further details, visit Kiart's website, www.kiarts.org.
Do you want to learn more about podcasting, producing, promoting and presenting radio? Then come down and take part in the 4Ps project led by Ian Mack. This course is aimed at 11 to 19-year-olds who have an interest in anything radio and will teach you the fundamental skills needed to kickstart a career in the radio industry. It's also completely free. If you'd like to take part in this amazing experience, then come to Vectus Radio Studio, located behind the Riverside Centre in Newport. To find out more, call 07817 165 617 or email Ian at ianmack1965@gmail.com.
This is Vectus Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Vectus Radio IOW.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Welcome back. We're talking food, we're talking sandwiches. Who do you have around your house for a meal? We were talking just off air then. We were talking about some, because you were in the process of finishing off your sandwich.
I've done it now.
Which was a ham and mustard.
Yeah, a bit boring.
Okay, and you were, every time we spoke to you, you were talking with your mouth full.
Sorry.
And it just reminded me of when we used to do for another radio station, you used to do a thing called a show on the road. And you used to take this show on the road. You had a big stage there. We did it down at the Needles for years. And you'd have about 2,000 or 3,000 people stood around you. You get people out of the crowd and get them to do daft things. And one of the daft things was cream cracker eating.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, so you'd get three people out and they'd each have three cream crackers.
You can't do it, can
you? And they had to eat it, okay, as quick as possible. And
with no drink.
The winner would win a great prize. Okay, with no drink. Not allowed to have a drink.
You can't do any more than two, can you?
Well, I made the mistake. We only ever did this once because I made the mistake of asking somebody how he was getting on, and all of this cloud come out of his mouth, and I got showered, and he got disqualified.
Of course.
So we're talking food, we're talking sandwiches, and we're talking guests around your house. Let's work out the sandwich first of all. Are you a sandwich man, Brandon?
I am very much a sandwich man. Oh, that's Mike's very sensitive. I forget this.
All right, okay.
Sandwiches. Ooh, bacon definitely. You have to have a bit of bacon, some cheese in there. Make sure the bacon is hot.
Yeah, my youngest likes the bacon. And cheese,
yeah. Bacon has to be hot, needs to be soft, it needs to have cheese on it. And if you're going to put in pepperamis, remove the bacon and make sure you put in ham in there as well. And what I like to do is get ham, pepperamis, then cheese, and then another bit of ham.
There's a man that knows his sandwich. Ooh. He knows what he's doing. Right,
excuse me. My toasties are top quality. Like, my toasties are.
Well, okay, next Thursday.
Yeah, bring them in next Thursday, lunch.
Yeah.
Bring in your little sausage sandwich maker.
Yeah, done. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, okay, so that's what you're going to do with your sandwich,
mm-hmm.
All of that. Anything else? Is there any other sandwich that kind of takes your, your fancy?
Cold sandwiches, because you described all hot ones.
Yeah, I'd say I just like the normal, just ham and butter. That's all you need. You don't need loads more, just ham, done.
All right.
Needs to be good ham, though, or chicken.
Ham wasn't the top sandwich. I thought, because it is a traditional,
it's just basic.
Classic,
It's a slap it together and it's done.
Better meat. Ooh. And
lemon curd as well.
Ooh. Lemon curd?
Lemon curd sandwiches.
Ooh, lemon curd.
Well, I can have sandwiches, can't you?
Oh, I never used to like jam sandwiches.
Lemon curd's so tangy and so sugary. It's really good.
I'm going to go and get some lemon curd.
Don't ever do a lemon curd sandwich with just the lemon curd. I only recently learnt this, but butter makes it really soft and makes it really smooth, and it the flavour mixes and it's really good. My nan used to do it and I never knew how. I was like, Nan, how do you do good lemon curd sandwiches? Butter.
Okay, all right.
Fancy that.
Lemon curd, eh? Who'd have thought it? Lemon curd sandwiches.
Sarsons.
All right, so who would you have round for dinner? Someone who's no longer with us.
Okay, someone who's no longer with us. One, I would say, would be Henry VIII.
Henry VIII?
Mm, you better stock up if he's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Giant feasts. Giant. Yes.
Do you remember the song?
What was it?
I'm Henry VIII, I am. No. Henry VIII, I am. Mm. I got married to the girl next door. She's been married seven times before. Everyone was an Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. Do you remember that song?
No.
We learned that at school. I'm shocked at you two.
No, the only one I remember from Henry VIII for anything like that was Divorce, Beheaded, Survived, Divorce, Beheaded, Died.
Ah, yeah, that would be the...
No, no.
That would be the Queen.
No, no, sorry. It's the other way around. Divorce, Beheaded, Died. Divorce, Beheaded, Survived. There you go.
Okay, but and, what question would you ask him? Henry VIII, what would you ask him?
He was little.
Yeah, he was. He was a small guy. Mm. Well, feel crusading around the French period? You know, he had loads of problems with the church as well. He tried to make his own church. Cause
he did.
True, yeah.
Did do it.
Yeah, the Church of Britain, wasn't it? That's what he just called
Ian,
it.
Ian, didn't he invented Catholicism?
It's because he wasn't able to divorce his wife. Once you get married in them periods of time, he wasn't able to divorce them. You had to stick with them.
Yeah.
And obviously he was like, no, I want someone else. I need a better successor. And obviously he wanted a boy, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, which his third wife was the one that gave him the boy, wasn't it? And she passed away in childbirth.
Oh, well, we're having a history lesson now.
Jane Seymour.
I love my history. History's
James
amazing.
Jane Seymour, yeah. And he wasn't a very healthy baby either, was he? So, interesting. So, yeah. So what about now? Who would you have now? Anyone you like?
It would have to be an actor, and it could only be three, and it's the thing I'm just deciding. My top one would mainly be Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Because Keanu Reeves has just got such an amazing kind of outlook on things. I'd just love to ask him, how's
Brandon's
it like?
Brandon's got a bit of a look about, like, don't you not think?
What of
Keanu Reeves?
A little bit.
I've had that before. Someone said you kind of got like the look, but yeah.
Was Keanu Reeves in braiding 18, 19 years ago? Next time we bump in a car, you ever been to the Isle of Wight? Yeah, braiding about 19. You know. I've not been back there since.
Yeah.
Right, interesting.
Go on, what's your other two?
Keanu Reeves would be one. The other one would be Johnny Depp, due to the fact he's just an extravagant character, and it'd be really good to just kind of learn what he's like off camera.
He's meant to be just really good fun and kind, down to earth.
Yeah.
He's in trouble this morning. I only told you half a story earlier on.
About his dogs in Australia.
It's quite a sad story. He's taken two dogs into Australia, and apparently he shouldn't have done it. Because they have strict rules.
Yeah.
And they're saying the dogs have either got to be destroyed or deported.
Destroyed?
So deported back to where he lives, surely?
Yeah. So it's a story there, you know, that's...
But dogs have to have passports to travel.
As well as they have to have, all their stuff sorted out, because you don't want, a rabies infection or whatever.
He'd have all that, what's the problem?
Dog immigrants.
Oh, my.
You see the headlines now, can't you?
Don't accept pugs in this country.
So no pugs. No pugs.
Yeah. They need to be destroyed, apparently. Yeah. That's such a horrible way of saying it.
It
is.
What would you ask Johnny Depp? What was the question? What would you ask Johnny Depp? And who was the other one? You wanted
Keanu Reeves.
What would you ask them?
Right, Keanu Reeves, I'd ask him, how did you get into business? And I've never looked at his, how he got into it, but I'd like to ask him, how did you get from where you were to now?
Yeah.
Because he was obviously just a basic guy as well. And Johnny Depp, I'd ask him, is there anything in your life that you'd like to change?
Dogs in Australia.
Yeah, as in his past. He was one of the top hottest things, wasn't he? And he had a chance for a completely different career, which was modelling, I think it was, and then he had something else, which was singing, because he met up with Nicolas Cage, who got him into acting, but it was something else. There was another group or something that wanted him for something else. But yeah, he got famous through Nicolas Cage, really, and that's... I'd just like to ask him, if you could change anything, what would you change in that career line?
So was Edward Scissorhands, was that one of his first films?
Yeah, it was one of his earliest. He also did Sleepy Hollow. That was an old one. Sleepy Hollow was the Headless Horseman in, obviously, the Sleepy Hollow. There was another one. He did, originally, his first ever acting piece, he was a cop. He was a cop in a...
I can't see him as a cop.
Yeah, he was a real bad cop, to be honest. He was a detective, and it was in a TV program. I just can't remember what it was. It was in, 1980s, 86, maybe 79, something like that. He was really young in it.
It's only early 50s, isn't he?
Yeah.
Everything here from 19... He started stuff in 1984, and he was there. Nightmare on Elm Street.
He was in that?
Yeah, he was the Dummies. Kid that got killed. He was laying on the bed. Mate comes up behind him and just... underneath the bed.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what got him famous.
Private Resort, Lady Blue, RPG, Slow Burn, Platoon. I didn't realise he was in Platoon.
Yeah, he was. He was one of the privates, isn't it?
and he was a private learner.
Yep.
The hotel, he was in hotel, RPG2, Crybaby, 21 Jump Street, Edward Scissorhands.
What year was Edward
Freddy's
then?
Edward Scissorhands was, go on, have a guess.
1992.
What did you say, 82?
Can I just point out, don't play games with Max, because you don't like losing, all right? No, in a minute.
I was just going to say my guess would be 1992. Because
1992.
Just trying to think of his age.
1989. 1990.
Oh, that was close. 1990.
You were quite tame then.
Gosh, you meant to attack then.
Quite withdrawn. Are you all right? All right then. So, what would you cook him? What would the Brendan cook him?
What, for Johnny Depp?
Yeah, what would you do for Johnny?
Johnny.
Toasties.
Toasties, yeah.
I thought you'd do a curry.
I don't know, maybe a curry. Maybe some rice with, some, like, hot sauces and such. So he's got an exquisite assortment of, what would you like your rice to look? Blue, yellow, green? Your pick.
Well, my two dishes would be, I ain't got a clue. I'm going to clue. I think I'd get Glenn Tilbrook round, the squeeze fellow, and sort of ask him, how's it been for the lot? Because they've been around for about 30, 40 years, and they're still going, and they're just about to go on tour again, and I have dropped enough hints to the wife to get me a ticket, and they're just about to make a new album. They haven't made a new album in 17 years.
Gosh.
So, my question would be, why have you left it so long? But I know he's a vegetarian. So, I just...
You'd have to do your chicken Marmite without the chicken, then.
Yeah, Marmite without chicken, which is Marmite.
Give him a jar of Marmite.
There you go. And someone from the afterworld. See, Adolf Hitler, I've always said, is an intriguing one.
You have, yeah.
Stalin.
Stalin don't do it for me.
Stalin was pretty brutal.
I think maybe someone like Marilyn Monroe. Oh,
yeah, I did think really about good. Marilyn. Did you watch that thing last night?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the Last Autopsy, that programme, Channel 5.
Right.
And they always do some... There's done Michael Hutchins and Phoenix.
He'd be a fascinating one.
Well, they
did
Marilyn Monroe last night.
Yeah. Oh, someone from the afterlife. Brandon Lee or Bruce Lee.
Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee.
That'd be pretty
Bruce
cool.
Lee.
Because Bruce Lee was such a good philosopher on things. It'd be amazing to talk to him.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Okay.
Teach you a few high kicks at the same time.
That is...
Hiya!
Oh, you sounded like Miss Piggy then.
Yeah, it's been said before.
Kermit.
I know, Kermit, my lad.
Kermit.
Oh, dear. Thank God it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Hey, look, thanks for being there, Max. Have a lovely week.
I'll see you Saturday.
I love the silver look.
You do. The silver fox. Phyllis look.
The Phyllis look.
Silver fox.
And Brandon's just going to go outside, have a quick cigarette, and then he's going to come back in and do the afternoon
Stop
show.
Stop him in.
Yeah. It is you that's leaving them fag butts out there, isn't it?
It is not me leaving fag butts.
It must be you then.
Not me.
It must be Alison.
All right, that's who it is. Then.
That's Ali.
We'll have a word with her.
She's in trouble.
We'll have a word with her. Okay, thank you, peeps. Have a lovely week, and we'll speak to you soon. Stand by, because Brandon is on the way.
Can't you remember his name after all this time?
What was his name again?